The content that you are about to listen to may contain strong language and mature subjects. Hosted by the world's most lovable group, Scratcher. Listener's discretion is advised.
Oh my life, I pray for someone like you. And I hope that you feel the same way.
Dad! Dad!
What?
It's the 10th episode!
Huh?
It's the 10th episode, you're late!
Oh shit!
Listening to
Scratcher
Radio.
One, two, one, two. Welcome to the Scratcher Radio Podcast. Man, we got a whole lot of people in this building right now. A lot of friggin' heavyweights, popular by demand, actually, in my opinion.
Word.
Okay. Well, we're doing our 10th episode, so we can call this episode X, iScratch XS. I know, I'm trying to think of fucking title names. No, it's not working, eh? Word up, we got our whole team here. We got Genius.
What up?
We got Wondercut. Rah. And we got Mike Stefani of No Gout.
Yo.
Hi.
Yeah. I see you've dyed your hair blonde today. Yeah.
Just for you. Today only.
Perfect.
He has those gold earrings going on too, man.
Yeah. Red lipstick on. Tight ass jeans.
You just got troll.
Yeah.
You got a bit taller. The high heels?
You did.
You got the high heels going.
That's right.
Clash.
All right. Big ups.
Yo, who do we got else? Who else do we got up in this?
We got our homie Slippy.
What's up?
We got Jovi J.
Yo, what's up?
Yes.
What about PJ? Go PJ.
Yo, this is Pajilla. Seattle. Scratch Lounge.
Nice. And we got Creation.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up?
Yo,
shit,
man, we got somebody famous in here right now.
So earlier, like, I never seen this guy like do his thing on the MP.
Right.
So I came here. I was like, okay, let me see. He was just like holding a thing, ready to go. We were just cutting it up.
Yeah.
And this dude just pull out like East Coast, like some crazy MP, yeah, rock, like primo, like it came like 90s boom bap,
right,
feel, and it was just so real.
Yeah.
I was just like. Yeah. Yo, this guy's fucking the truth.
Yes.
Round of applause, man.
Yeah.
Pick up.
Woo!
What's your name? And let him know. Let the audience know what's your name and like where you from and
what you do.
Just a little intro. Yeah.
Word up.
Yeah. Well, it's great to be here as a guest, man. Creation from Treaty 6, Edmonton.
Yeah.
Edmonton, Alberta. And
Big up.
In between tour right now.
Right.
And heading out to Tokyo. So had to visit some family and then. Reached out. I knew you guys would be doing some kind of jam sooner or later. So,
yeah, man.
It's been really dope seeing the journey too with the podcast and,
oh,
and the whole community. So,
thank you.
Yeah. In case the audience doesn't know, like, what do you do exactly? Like, you're like a producer. Like, what do you do exactly with the MP? Or like,
this dude's a renaissance man.
I wear a couple hats. You know,
yeah.
Couple
okay.
Hats.
Okay. Definitely. So, yeah, break it down for.
You know, I get into beat making, producing. Okay. I run we do this a not for profit called Sampler Cafe in Edmonton, but also reaching out like the same idea too, like the energy and everything of what I saw, like what you guys been doing with Scratcher and the whole community, like visiting, rolling with you guys with Nam, and was that 2 years ago now, or is that
three years.
So it's been three. So yeah, just seeing that energy and trying to bring that within the beat community though too. Also a dancer. I've been b-boy, rock dance.
Oh shit.
I've been doing that
jack
for like
all trades
20 years now, and I've been traveling also with a band called The Tribe Called Red.
Yep.
That do traditional.
Yo, that's freaking
pow-wow.
With DJ
Shub. It was Shub.
Yo, Shub is like, I'm tight with Shub. Oh
shit. Formerly.
Yeah.
Dope, respect. Man. Shub is ill. Where is that dude anyways?
He's been keeping mad busy himself, man.
Yeah.
He's been doing a lot of festivals and And it's been, yeah, it's been
with the is it just solo type?
No, he's doing a solo, his own solo thing.
So
now.
He's not with
no longer with Tribe. Yeah, it's just the two guys right now. It's and then the two dancers, me and my sister.
Dope.
Yeah. So it's been a crazy journey in the last 3 years from NAMM. I think that's when I started started touring.
You guys linked up with him at NAMM. So
Okay.
I didn't know. I wasn't there at the time.
Yeah, he came through. It was dope. It was actually my first time seeing the SP44 in action. Dude was walking around NAMM, all throughout NAMM, just drumming.
He was jamming
with everyone in different booths.
That's how you market yourself, man. He's straight up hustle brand. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I saw that, I was like, I want that fucking thing.
Yeah. No, it was another piece of equipment that was portable and I could bring anywhere.
Yeah.
So then, when I went with you guys and got the access to the NAMM, I was like a kid in the candy store. I'm like, I need to go here. I need to go there.
Yeah.
It was just really dope to see that, man. And then plugging in.
You ever get that speaker with the?
The
cooler.
Yeah, the cooler. So that I was gonna mention.
What's that story about?
Didn't end up no follow up, but that was like. That was a fun time though too. It was basically they created a cooler with a speaker in it, and I was like, "Yo, look, can I plug in my SP?" And then as soon as I plugged in, they were like already taking videos and like, "Yo, we're gonna put this on our website." And I was like, "Well, you hook me up with one, man."
Yeah, that's what's
sure,
up.
Sure, it should be.
But there was no link at the end, but whatever. Still, it was a good experience though, regardless. Yeah.
We'll get you guys next NAMM.
Yeah.
You got a YouTube channel or something?
Yeah. We'd
plug the YouTube channel.
Matthew Creation, or just Creation. Dope. If you look it up, Sampler Cafe as well, with all the social media stuff. And then we've also been doing loop sessions in Edmonton too, because there's also one in here in Vancouver.
Edmonton,
yo, shout out to Edmonton. They're doing it big out there with the whole scene.
We're trying to, man, you know, because we're in the middle of two of the prairies, so a lot of people think like there's nothing ever happening, it's all about oil, so and sports, you know, it's been really a growing community. We do have a foundation, it's just keeping it together, because a lot of people, they get a bit of success or they get called somewhere else, like a lot of people either move here or Toronto, so it's really dope to be able to facilitate something and help something grow within Edmonton. Yeah,
glad you came out to the show, man. Just dope. Like I said, I was surprised when he fucking just freestyling on, I don't know, the SP. It was just like
MPC Live. Yeah.
Shit, that was crazy. I love that shit. I grew up like that's my.
Yeah, same, man.
That was just like when I started. It was just the boom bap mentality. Stuck in the 90s, always will be in 90s. I know a lot of heads do that shit too. I'm a 90s fan.
To the bone. Yeah.
Yep, totally.
Anyways, Double Digit, it was 10. It's their 10th anniversary.
Yeah, man.
Kinda, so like,
this is crazy. Like, yeah, didn't think we'd get this far, to be honest.
Yeah,
I was planning to do podcasts like once a month or every 2 months, and I was like, fuck it, let's. I don't know, you guys. I was worried about your guys' availability, but then you guys managed to come through every week, and we managed to get to 10 episodes. So yeah,
dope.
And the reception to it. People were actually receptive to it, you know, they like it. They like what we talk about. It's pretty crazy. So
That's good.
Shouts out to our Spotify listeners, shouts out to our Anchor listeners, shouts out to our iHeart Radio listeners, shouts out to Breaker listeners, and shouts out to Pocket Cast listeners now. We got that.
Sick, man.
I don't know, man. Apple, y'all are not giving us love. I don't get it. People are downloading it. I don't know, man. But we'll try to figure out how to get it on there.
Word.
Originally, this show was supposed to be like a question answer. We got a bunch of questions from a bunch of people online, and what made it extra special is because y'all are here right now, man. Like, you know, I got Slippy, I got Joby J, I got Creation in the building, and my team right here, Mike and Wonders and Genius. So we're just gonna run the questions quick, and then try to get these answers for y'all. So we put a feeler out online on Instagram and Facebook. Make sure you follow us at Scratcher Radio on Instagram. If you haven't, please do so. We got one question. It says, Ned Hottings and their influence in scratch music. What are your thoughts?
I think for me personally, after watching Night at the Knitting Factory, I don't know if you guys seen that. So it was like Ned Hottings opened up for D-Styles Sextet or Quartet or something like that.
Sextet.
Sextet for his Phantasmagoria album release party in 02.
Word.
But that was like the first time I really seen like Ricky Rucker go off on like solo cuts.
Yeah, yeah.
And just like really deep and moody, like just music performed on turntables.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think just that approach and style is not only influential to just like us, but I think for a lot of people, they definitely draw influence to that. And if you haven't, you should definitely look into that, or just like look into the artists that were part of that group, like Toadstyle. I know we mentioned Toadstyle before on podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Last week he dropped the Toadstyle track. It was crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Mike Boogie's really sick.
Oh yeah.
Fucking DJ XS.
XS. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that dude's crazy. He's like, talented.
That,
he's like
that whole crew.
Yeah, that whole crew is.
They all got their own different styles.
I think, you know what, they broke out into like their own. Yeah, they broke out to. They had their own way of coming out, and they came out like representing like musically.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, yeah, they did.
They came. Yeah.
I think like that. The Ned Hottings video was like the first time I saw reproduced turntable music, like actual tracks.
Right.
Other people have done it before too, but like it seems like every time they hit it, it was just like how they rehearsed. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's super sick. Different way to think about turntablism, instead of like just on fresh, it's more like you have musical element, melody, and chorus and that kind of thing. So it was super dope.
Yeah, it was like more like a team routine type thing, instead of like individual like scratch solo type shit. Yeah, so yeah, check them out on they have the videos on YouTube, right?
They do,
yeah.
They do a lot. And then you can also check them out on, you get a good idea of what they do off of the Bastard Language tour, right? Did you guys mention that? Yeah. Yeah, and I felt like that was during the era when everyone was trying to become more musical with scratching. That was like right after the era of like straight battling, you know, people making like battle routines. I think XS said it best, like why set a whole year aside to make a 6 minute routine when he can do a full-on album.
Yeah, just like the amount of energy you put into a project, you what you would appreciate more out of like just like putting a lot of time into like just 6 minutes,
right?
Or just into like an album,
yeah.
Or something else other than just like a short time that like still some things can be out of your control, and like you could still like mess up and just like ruin all that time, or that's lose true. All that time that you worked on for that set,
right? And like have nothing to show for. Fuck, that's how I felt. I was like, fuck this 6 minute routine shit, let's make music. Next question we got is, talk about your guys' first battling experiences.
Who's that?
That's from our homie veteran from Toronto.
Just go to our first podcast we talked about.
Did we?
I don't know. I think so. Veteran, man. Yo. Nah, just kidding. First experience?
Yeah. Do you remember your first experience? Like, I don't think we did touch based on your first experience.
We spoke about Divinify's.
Oh, he did.
I think before DMCs, I entered like a. Oh, yeah. That was like back in the day.
That's right. So what year did you start?
So it was Montreal.
Okay, Montreal.
My brother, it was like 8-Track, Devious. They had a crew. So it's 8-Track and Devious. They were Montreal heads. They formed some kind of crew.
Okay.
And my crew at that time was
Decepticons.
I remember that. So it was Blast.
Yeah.
Salut. Blast is French.
Salut.
And we got my brother Supreme.
Tabernacle.
DR1. And the other Montreal cats. But I didn't enter the DMCs, but my brother did, I think.
Okay.
And that's with P Love. He battled P Love. All right. You know P Love?
Yep. P Love with, yep. You know, Slew, Kid Koala, yes.
Yeah, Kid Koala, man.
Table Turns, yes.
Kid Koala is another guy who just branched out and did musical shit. Not only Ned Hotties, but.
Right, right.
But, anyways.
Canadian Bacon.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't think I entered DMCs, but I flew to Vancouver. That's when I met you guys. And I think before DMCs, I entered Sound Wars.
Okay, yeah, okay, I remember.
Sound Wars?
Yeah. Sound Wars was actually my first battle.
Okay, so it was Headspin.
Right, Headspin.
Headley. It was Precise.
Precise.
And it was me. And then it was, yeah. So coming into it, what was the question? Like, what was your feel? Like,
how, yeah, how did you feel, like, your experience with that?
Oh, straight up. Like, I came, like, zoned to battle. Yeah. So I didn't give a fuck who was there. I came, like, hard. I had Mobb Deep on. So, you know.
Yeah, once Mobb Deep's on, don't fuck with Genius.
So yeah, I had, like, Shook Ones or, like, one song. And then I was just like, okay, I see these people. And in my head, I was like, this guy ain't shit. I don't care if you're like Hubert beside you. My mentality was to win.
Right.
So like when I'm into that battle zone, I don't care if like it's the greatest like person that I'm playing. Right. I'm just gonna like hold it down on my own. So my feeling was, I'm gonna straight kill it.
Mm.
And I didn't have that nervous feeling. Yeah. I was like more because I was like a youngin.
Nah.
So like when you're youngin, like. Yeah. You'll shoot someone. Just because, no.
But when you're,
but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, when you're younger, you have this chip on your shoulder kind of thing. You're like, you're fearless.
Yeah, I'm fearless. Regardless. So I came, I didn't come with butterflies. Right, it's like when I got older, now I felt all these butterflies. I don't know why. It's the opposite.
It's crazy how that works out.
Like we were talking today at the restaurant, me and Jovi were like, when you're at our age, you look at life differently.
Yeah.
Like you care about more things versus when you were younger.
Mm.
Who feels me on that?
Oh, right? Definitely. I care about my hips now. if I fracture my hips, it's over.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm done.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
How about your hands?
Oh, especially the hands.
Dude, I could get like...
I can go... No, I don't want to say anything bad. I don't want to jinx myself. Okay, but yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like people insure their shit just because you never know.
Exactly.
But anyways, that feeling I got when I battled was like straight fierce. So I wasn't nervous. I was like, yo, I'm here to slay heads.
Right.
I didn't give a f about shit.
Mm.
I was just like, let me do my thing. If I fuck up, I fuck up.
Right.
But when I fucked up, I played it. And that's a lot of things when you go to a battle.
Right.
A lot of people that I notice,
right,
when they fuck up, they like exaggerate their fuck up. They're like, oh, fuck my hands. Oh, shit. Could I do that? Right. They do that shit. But I found ways that like if you fuck up, you just keep cool. Like the judges are looking at you. You just pretend like it's part of your set.
Exactly.
You just smile. You just smile.
Just smile.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
Then you just carry on. And it's like, oh, it's not a fuck up. That's actually, oh, shit.
Give
yeah.
that. Give that awkward smile.
Hey. I'm okay.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But anyways, how about you guys? Like when you guys started battling,
I think one thing we need to touch base on is also that how did we get into these battles? We see these freaking posters. There's no online shit. You go to a record store, you go pick up your records, and it's like you see a poster. I was like, oh shit, Sound Wars, and that's when I saw it. I was like, okay, cool. How do I get into it? You had to submit a fucking 1 minute tape. So you go home, you fucking record this tape. I don't know, you probably didn't because you're probably dope, not me. But so I
remember
had
to, we went to Toronto for the Vestax battle.
That's right. I saw you guys there when I was living in Toronto.
Did you?
That was one, I think. Yeah,
I was there.
So we had to, it was Lil Jazz. He ran.
Ran it.
Yeah, he ran that whole thing. And we were at Mike's house. I think we were at Mike's house. Recording the video for submission to do it, and then
it was at Mike's house.
It was
your parents' place.
I think I had the video for it. Did you ever battle like on the SB?
Oh yeah, with my first battle was like last year. Like it was at the National Music Center.
Oh, crazy!
Alberta Electronic Music
crazy
conference.
Yeah,
it was dope.
How was like that? And then like how did you feel entering? Like was it no thing? I mean, I guess like you're just, yeah. How did? How
it's
was
the same mentality though too, because like I started off breaking. So
oh yeah.
So when you're a b-boy, it's like yo, fuck you. Like I'm smoking you.
That's
like,
right.
Yeah, smoking the whole crew.
That's what I'm like, saying. Yeah, yeah.
Smoking
yeah.
your dog, your mom.
Exactly. Like, that's exact. Yeah. That's exact mentality.
Yes.
I remember. There was a particular DJ that I was like, I'm gonna take him down. Like he was a DMC world champ.
Okay.
And I was like, yo, I'm gonna kill this guy.
Right.
Like I had like this guy like that mentality. Like he was like what Kriya was saying, when he entered the battle, he was just like, I'm gonna smoke everybody. And that's the mindset when you come into a battle. I mean, like coming in there soft, you're gonna react soft.
Yeah, well, not trying to shake hands, you know? It's I'm coming here to, you know.
I was actually out there to network. Even if I lose, fuck it. I got a battle notch in my name now.
But I think secretly, like deep inside, that you still had that battle mentality.
Well, I do still.
Yeah. No, I mean like when you were networking, you're like still I want to.
Yeah, I guess.
I need to find out who I could smoke.
Right. Yeah, no. my first experience was actually at the Sound Wars battle, and it was at the Plaza Nations in Vancouver, and I just remember just like a shitload of people in front of me, and I was like, fuck, this is my first time doing a routine set of any sort in front of people. And like my butt was clenching straight up.
Nervous. Did you enter when I entered? No, I don't.
Yeah,
think so.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, you don't. It's not memorable. Don't worry about my set, dude. But like,
you know that you know. Yeah. I met Rally.
Right.
He came and tapped my shoulder, and then he had a conversation. Even locally, he's just like, he's like, yo, what's up, man? Dope shit.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, who are you? And he's like, yeah, my name's Relic, I DJ.
That's right. Shouts out to DJ Relic. He runs Table Tutors out here, man.
Yeah. Word up. Big up.
Yeah.
But anyways, that battle was pretty crazy. So Headley was there. I came in third or second.
I think you got second that year.
Yeah.
And Heads got third, and then I think Precise won that year.
Yeah, that's it.
I came in fourth. I just want to say that, just for the hell of it. I don't know who got fourth, but I'll just put my name there. Okay.
But anyways, does that answer the question?
Yeah. I guess so.
Like, did you guys enter a battle?
Did you guys ever,
Joe V ever do it?
Yeah,
we did Wild Cuts here. Right. We did Table Tutor battles and stuff like that.
So Wild Cuts was my first battle at NAMM this is past year. Oh. Yeah, thanks Matt for putting my name down.
Yeah, no problem. L-Train did the same thing to me last year.
Yeah, but you know what Matt said? Matt said at least you could say that you battled at NAMM, and I was like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, at least I could say that. But I'll tell you this. When you enter your first battle, you feel like you have to tread waters with these guys because like when you're just... You know, when you just have to showcase what you're able to do, you get into a mode where it's like, okay, I gotta like show up to at least like, you know, tread waters with these people because they're damn good, and you just want to say, you know what, I don't want to fucking suck.
Right.
So you start pulling out shit that you never knew you could do. So for all of you that want to battle out there, it's a good way to get experience and just like get that feeling, get used to that feeling of battling because it's something that you'll never feel, man. It's cool.
Right. It's like having a firstborn.
Yeah, man. The Table Tutor battles here, it's just, I don't have that animosity towards people because, like, I'm battling people who I'm learning with, right? Like, right. It's a little different. Plus, I'm, like, from the new generation. I'm not like, yo, fuck you, I'm going to kill you. I'm like,
So break that down. So the new generation, like, us, like, OGs, like, we were like, I'm straight to smoke you. But
right.
How do you, like, when you're approached to battling, like, how do you feel like you don't want to slay heads? But
it's
what
like
do you feel
like?
If
I put more work in than you, then I should beat you, right? Like,
okay, so that's the mentality you come in.
That's the Mamba mentality, actually.
Yeah. Shit. R.I.P. Come on.
I was going to add, though, too, because with Edmonton. When I started getting more, I wanted to get into the battle scene, though, too, was our DMCs ended. So by the time, you know, I was trying to, like, think of, like, putting routines together, it was...
like, what DJ-wise?
Yeah.
So he DJ, too?
Yeah, dude.
Bro, this guy's fucking everything, man. Right.
So the only battles that we had was actually through Scratcher when we started, like, being more active. And
right.
Oh, okay, so you know, like, baggy lean in them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's fam. Yeah,
that's fam. Okay.
And then Red Bull 3D Style, of course, that came out, so that kind of opened the door, though, too. But didn't get to really get down with the DMCs, but now it's starting to come back with our community, so it's cool to see. But now it's like I'm older, and there's no really, again, that big drive to, like, work on 6 minutes. It's more like I want to make music now.
Right.
So it's the same energy. You know?
No doubt.
Yeah. That's exactly how it is.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Beat, you make beats, and then you do the DJ thing, and then you're... you B-boy. That's like the four elements, man.
Yeah. This guy's a
four element
type.
No
graffiti.
No
MCing. That's the only thing. Yeah. But still.
I doubt it. This guy does it in the bathtub.
Yeah, he does it in the bathtub. low key. He does it. Yeah, low key.
But all the greatest acoustics come out from the shower.
But all in all, like, this is kind of like, it's hip hop.
It is hip hop.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scratcher, I mean, like, everything you do has like the foundation of hip hop, where it started.
Yeah,
DJing, into turntables, and making beats. It's just it's part of hip hop.
Right. I think personally, I got into the whole hip hop scene because of MCing. Like I wanted to become a rapper.
You were MC.
I always wanted to be a rapper.
Bro, I think I have. No, I don't have. But I know you were freestyling at a radio show.
Right, for a girl, probably.
For a girl.
I got my girl raps.
Was it that Jodeci joint that you liked? Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. But yeah.
Oh, was the topic is champion, like your hoodie.
Yeah.
So Paul, I mean Paul's grad is about to freestyle right now.
All right, here we
go. So here's the topic on champion.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I was like, oh, hell no. All right. Here's another one. With the generation gaps, what new people learning do differently or put different priorities in?
I have no idea what he said.
Yo, that's my question. That's my question.
Yo, like, my grammar's not that good. I know what he was doing while he wrote that question. Yeah. I know what he was doing.
Okay. He was like, I got a fucking dope question. I'm going to put these guys. Here it is.
What was the question?
So basically, what, you know, for new DJs, what priorities do they have you noticed that they focus on? Is that right?
It's like, what do new coming DJs besides you guys all had, like, you guys put priority in learning different things in the beginning or learning certain things? Like, what do new people like put priority in learning that you probably don't think they should?
Oh, it's freaking
okay. So let's.
I got lots. Yeah.
Oh yeah. There's lots, man. Like, you see all the new cats. They try to do boomerangs and autobahns and stuff away.
Yeah.
No. Like for real. Like flares and stuff. But it's like you guys should really focus back on the rudiments, because that's how you get your flavor. That's how you get your flow.
Right. Like transformers. Get your stabs on. Right.
Yeah. For us, we're kind of like, we grew up in that everything was still developing.
Right.
So then we kind of got to a point where, like, okay, we can do all the rudiments. We can do all that stuff. Now we can do the new stuff. So what I noticed, like, personally, when I listen to new guys, it's like, it's all very stagnant and the same. There's not much dynamic to it.
Yeah, but you know what? I think that's the way of learning now. Maybe it's reverse roles. Like, they do the power and then they'll fuck with the basics. I know, but yeah, I don't but get
that's
that.
Not, that's
know.
Not how.
That's not how you should. Yeah. Know, in my
exactly.
opinion,
yeah, exactly.
That's like running before you walk.
It's breaking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It's people trying to learn air flares, head spins, the first, you know, day.
Like, exactly. Straight up, man. That's a perfect example.
True.
Before
true.
Doing top rocking.
Like, true.
What, you hit the ground right from the get go? Like, come on.
Top rock last.
It's about the rhythm, the dance first, right? So otherwise, you're just doing a bunch of tricks.
Imagine starting off with a pose.
I think it's because I think it's because
exactly.
Since it's online, there's so much content for scratches that they put out quick.
Right.
They're quick to jump on. Let me do Autobahn. Let me tap it on thing. Let me do a swing flare.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that's what you did. Like, you probably like wanted to learn the fast cuts quick when you were supposed to learn the foundation at first.
I felt like I learned those advanced cuts a lot quicker and a lot faster. And then it feels like it kind of dictated my flow instead of sounds dictating my flow. You know what I mean? Like patterns dictated my flow. Instead.
Exactly.
So that kind of, I feel like backtracking is a little bit harder because like it's comfortable. It's like to bust out a boomerang. It's like damn. Automatic, right? Like.
Okay, so let's blame you. So something, who taught you, Eric? So let's blame Eric. So what?
Oh, shit.
No. But what I'm saying to you, exactly.
No well, regulations.
Mike. No, what Mike said is just the basics should be the introduction, like to like your baby steps. It's the baby step, the basic scratching. Get that down to a T. And then slowly, but I could see on your side too. I would be like anxious to learn the new shit too. You know what I mean?
Yo, watch scratching. That's what gets your attention, right? Is that power shit? You're like, oh,
but
that
like
was
you're
fucking crazy. I want to do that.
Yeah, but you're around people who are rocking that shit right now. So like when you're around people in the session, they're like busting out the high scratches. So like in your head, you're like, I don't want to fucking do basics. I want to do that shit now. So then it kind of jumps. You jump ahead. So I see what you're saying. Eric, do you have any input? Or are you going to say something?
I just think of like Kung Fu 36 Chambers. The one cat sees everybody like on another level. So he wants to go right to the 36th chamber, then realizes he has to go right back to the beginning.
Good analogy, bro. Yeah. He said
that's dope.
Yeah, that's definitely a dope analogy how to do it.
Sparring with the black belt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think the accessibility is different these days, just like you said, like everybody has YouTube and all that stuff. And it's like way back when we were doing it, we were listening to cuts on songs
and on
tapes,
tracks.
Scratch tapes,
right.
VHS
like tapes,
all that.
Yeah.
But we didn't have all that stuff. So I don't know. Maybe if I was starting today, I might have a different attitude.
You'll have an actually you want to do Flair right away. Because when we first tried to do the orbits and the thing, we were all stuck on that shit.
Mm.
That 1 year, I think it was 2000 and something. But we were trying to do double click flares and just running them.
Three.
And that took a long fucking time to do it, man.
All our records had like the three marker sticker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we can learn that shit.
Yeah.
But
so
I think it's like the new kids or the new school DJs like trying to learn scratching. It's like has that matrix mentality. Like you want to plug in, do the best shit, and jump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. True. But yeah, it goes to like school. Like props out to all the DJ schools, because
definitely.
Having a school is definitely a benefit, because back in the day, in our, we didn't have no fucking school. So
hell no.
We were relying on like
VHS tapes.
No doubt. Yeah. VHS tapes.
Going to the show live. Going to an event live.
And saying,
just like trying to record that in your head. Yeah. You know? And then go home real quick and try to do those cuts that you heard.
Yeah.
Your
Matt's acceleration at scratching, I guess the time frame for him to scratch versus us learning how to scratch, it cuts down in half, because you learn shit faster than we were trying to do. We took like 10 years or
shit. I was saying like this dude was like, what? It's been like 2-3 years now that we've known you?
Yeah, and his cuts are like on some fucking crazy shit.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Thanks to us.
Have Eric every time. Yep. Like, if I have a question, he has like the answer. He can break it down every single time. So we can break it down step by step. It's easy to learn, right?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Versus me trying to teach him.
Do it like this and then max speed. Like, fucking just like, what the fuck was that, man?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Fucking don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Someone wants to know about our. Our background, like how we started and stuff.
Background?
Yeah.
How we started? Didn't we talk about that the first episode?
It's, I guess.
Go back to the first episode. How did Jay-Z put that? If you like my old shit, go to my old album. Some shit like that. Because like people like want the old Jay-Z, the Nas. He was like dropped the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Last Mike that. He listens to Jay-Z a lot.
He does? Mike.
Super fan.
Are you really? You're the one who called him Camel.
it's not me who makes fun of him. It's the internet.
Okay. Influence.
Yeah, he can't stand Kanye and Jay-Z stuff. So you'll never hear him scratch that style. Yeah, I guess.
You don't like Jay-Z?
No.
Okay. I'm not gonna say anything about that.
Yeah.
Who do you like better, Jay-Z or Nas?
Nas. Okay. Nas.
Yeah, all day.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you know any Nas songs?
Whose world is this?
No. Gout yourself a gun.
Worst ever.
Gout yourself a gun.
Perfect, yo. Gout yourself a gun.
Nothing surprises me anymore.
That's dope. Fucking, yeah.
They gouting.
Yeah.
They made you look.
They got gouting. They shoot me.
Yo, I'm just giving you a snippet of a preview of for Halloween, Gout Dracula.
That's a good one.
Anyways, next question.
That's all for now.
Shit, okay.
What else you guys want to talk about? We're only hitting the 37-minute mark.
37 chambers? That's a new chamber?
Yeah. How about we do something different today, since we got a creation here?
Yeah,
maybe do something live, and you guys do the cuts on live. Let's do that.
I gotta plug that back in.
Yeah. I'm gonna set this up real quick.
The ultimate record case for DJs worldwide, made by DJ for the DJ. So fresh slots. Protect your vinyl, control vinyl, or your favorite scratch records. Brand your slots with your own custom DJ logo. Follow us on Instagram at SoFreshSlots and visit our website www.SoFreshSlots.com. Look fly, stay fresh.
Slots. Ready? Check it out one time for your mind. We got Edmonton's finest Cree Asian about to freestyle and kill it on the SP. He's a multi-talented beat maker, started up as a b-boy, DJ. I mean, he wears a lot of hats, but yo. Give it up, creation, kill it one time.
the new style. There's